Hi, my name's Catherine and I'm an alcoholic. Oh, let's see. I got here in November of 2016. This is the last place that I thought I would end up. I never planned on coming here. And to be quite honest with you, I didn't want to be here. I didn't think that this would work for me. And to be honest with you, I don't really think I wanted to stop drinking. I wanted a different life, but I wasn't willing to let go. I thought that my problems were because I had bad luck, not because I had a problem with alcohol. I stayed here for a little while and I listened to what you guys said, but I had a really, really bad attitude. I was really cynical. I wanted to basically prove what you guys said was wrong. And for about 45 days later, I found myself at the bottom of a bottle again and extremely miserable. I think that was the first time that I ever felt a desperation to not feel that way. And thank God that I had been here before, because I knew what to do. I knew to call somebody and I knew to come back to the rooms. I came back and I was pretty tore up again, but I was willing to do the work this time because I saw that you guys were happy and I wanted that. So I asked a lady to be my sponsor. That was probably the hardest thing that I've ever done in program, was humbling myself to ask somebody for help. That was really hard for me to do, and I still find myself struggling with that today, asking for help. But I do it. So after that, I started working the steps, and I found myself really, really anxious when I was on my third step, and I think it was because I knew what was coming with the fourth. I didn't realize it then, but I realize it now that I didn't really want to look at myself. I didn't want to see what was wrong in my life. I didn't want to have to do anything to change it, because that meant having to look at all the things that I didn't like about myself. And I was already pretty fragile, and yeah, I was just stubborn. So after doing the fourth step, I met with my sponsor to do the fifth, and surprisingly, it wasn't nearly as scary as I thought it was going to be. It was pretty freeing. And from that moment on, I started coming in here and listening. I think with instead of listening with my head, I started listening with my heart a little bit more. It opened me up to that. And you know, all the things that I hated when I came in here at first, like hearing Jim say, it's not about getting sober, it's about staying sober. I used to hate hearing that, but I understood it for the first time. I understood that this program wasn't gonna just make me stop drinking. It was to make me able to live life without going back to drinking. And that was something that I never thought was possible for myself. You know, as I kept on coming back, I realized that my life was getting better, but it wasn't fast enough for me. you know, I sometimes quickly and sometimes slowly, my first year was like pulling teeth. A lot of it was me, because I wasn't willing to do the work until I was super miserable. And, you know, I'm glad I did. I'm glad I stayed through those rough times. So I came back in here and finished that first year, and it ended with a really big bang of me taking care of all of my legal stuff, and I found myself a year sober going to jail. you know, at the time I thought that that was going to be the worst thing that could ever happen to me, just like I always think that everything is happening to me. I'm the victim, you know. But it ended up being one of the most freeing things, because by the time I got out of jail, I realized that I didn't ever have to do anything alone. Throughout that time, I had people from program that were constantly sending me stuff and in contact, and I realized for the first time that even when I felt completely alone, I had worked a program that allowed me to have a higher power that went with me wherever I went. And, you know, looking back on it, had I not been in that situation and physically alone, I don't know if I would have realized that as soon as I did. My second year of sobriety was pretty awesome, actually. You know, today, how my life is something that I never thought that I would have. Today, I'm happy most of the time, and I'm not a victim to my past. I had a really hard time when I first got here. Everybody always said, be in the present, don't live in the past, don't live in the future, and I just couldn't understand that. My brain didn't work that way, or so I thought. And by coming here and listening to you guys and your experiences, it gave me the strength and the hope that my life would get better. And so I just sat down, shut up, and listened to what you guys had to say, and started kind of using the tools that you guys had talked about in my life. And I look back, and I don't know exactly when. I don't know, like, there was no aha moment for me. But one day, I, like, turned around, and I'm like, when the hell did this happen? Because life wasn't dreary anymore. Life didn't have, like, that big black rain cloud following me around that I had always had over my head. And I realized that that's what you guys are talking about, the happy, joyous, and free part. I'm not a prisoner of my own mind anymore. And for me, that was my main struggle. And when I realized that working these 12 steps and talking to you guys honestly, which is something that I couldn't do when I first got here, but, you know, opening up and letting you guys be a part of my life and getting down to the things that I really didn't want to talk about, it gave me the freedom to work on those things and take advice. And, you know, today life isn't always perfect, but I'm happy most of the time. And if something goes wrong, this is the difference. If something goes wrong in my life today, I know what to do. Even if I don't know what to do, I know to come here and to talk to you guys. And I know to pray. I know that no matter what I do, as long as I stay plugged in, as long as I don't take my own will back and do what Catherine wants to do, that life will be okay. And you know, just knowing that is a huge freedom. It takes such a burden off of myself. And I know that the people around me are much happier because I'm not causing them constant pain. And, you know, I'll just say this. It was a few weeks ago and I was outside before a meeting talking to Joe. And I said, do you remember how miserable I used to be? And it's like, it just hit me one night. And it's like, I don't feel like I'm that person anymore. I feel like I'm a completely different person. I feel like even though I've only been here a really, really short time, and I know that there's a lot more work to do, that was a lifetime ago. And today I look back at the life I used to have, and the things that I hated the most about myself are the things that helped me the most in this program. They're my biggest asset. And you know, I thought that would never come true. I thought that was like a miracle if that happened, but I guess it kind of is, and it has happened, because today I look back and I know what not to do, and I know what to do to help somebody who's going through the same thing. So thank you guys. Yeah.